Good morning. Skies are mostly clear overnight, and temperatures early this morning are starting off in the ballpark from what we saw over the last few mornings, with readings generally in the 40s and lower 50s. It is much cooler across northern New York and Vermont, where we had some clouds yesterday morning, and now with a clear sky, some places are back into the middle and upper 30s. High pressure will continue to hang on, keeping us dry today, although a front approaching from the west will allow some high, thin clouds to stream in for the afternoon and into the evening. Later on in the day, some of that sunshine may be blotted out by these high clouds, but not before temperatures reach the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken tonight as the warm front approaches from the south, and we could see a few scattered showers across the area by tomorrow morning. Because of the cloud cover, temperatures will be milder than recent mornings and generally stay in the middle 50s. For the day tomorrow, with that warm front overhead, we'll have lots of clouds around and a few showers passing through from time to time, and temperatures will be held back still above normal, though, with readings in the upper 60s to around 70. For the weekend, the warm front will try to push northward across the Canadian border. This would leave us in milder air with temperatures in the mid-70s on Saturday, but still, with the front close by, we run the risk at a few showers. On Sunday in the warm sector, we'll be into the upper 70s, but still, a couple of showers and thunderstorms are possible. A cool front from the west will head our way for late in the day Sunday and Sunday night. That'll be our next best chance at more showers and thunderstorms. Then a wave of low pressure along the front, perhaps with a tropical connection, could bring us more in the way of rain Sunday night and into the day on Monday. Highs on Monday will be in the lower to mid-70s. Then, as we start to dry things out on Tuesday and Wednesday, somewhat cooler air flowing in. On Tuesday, staying in the 60s, but back to the lower 70s with mostly sunny skies by Wednesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of Nebraska into Iowa. Isolated large hail appears to be the main threat in this area, but strong wind gusts and a tornado cannot be ruled out within some of the more robust storms. And the National Hurricane Center is tracking a low-pressure area over the northwestern Caribbean Sea, which is now centered near the northeastern tip of the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. While the circulation is not yet well-defined, gale-force winds are occurring east of the center over the Yucatan Channel. This system has the potential to become a tropical storm at any time today as it moves north-northwestward into the southern Gulf of Mexico. Heading into the weekend, less conducive upper-level winds could limit the development as the system approaches the northern Gulf of Mexico. Interests in the northeastern Yucatan Peninsula, western Cuba, and the northern Gulf Coast should monitor the progress of this system. Locally heavy rains could affect portions of Cuba and the Yucatan Peninsula during the next day or two. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate this low later on this morning. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shimojishima Island in Japan at 10:16 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Bodrum Milas Airport in Turkey at 12 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility and mostly clear skies and 37 degrees. A northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 45, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and on the rise. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 51. The average temperature, 64, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month of October, 24 hundredths of an inch below normal for the month, and 36.32 inches for the year, which is 6.63 inches of precipitation above normal. There was one heating degree day in Albany yesterday for the month, now 5, that's 15 below normal, and 177 heating degree days for the season, which is 10 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 44. The record high, 83, set in 1967. And the record low, 29, in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:33 p.m. 11 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with a chance of a shower by morning and lows in the 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, followed by some high clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a shower by morning and lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine, followed by some high clouds today and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a shower by morning and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by some high cloudiness late today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a shower by morning and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by some high clouds today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a shower by morning and lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few showers around 70. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower Saturday, middle 70s. Upper 70s on Sunday, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible, a little more humidity. On Monday, a good chance of showers in the lower to mid 70s, and not as mild, but still nice Tuesday, upper 60s, and mostly sunny lower 70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.